12th of July, 1916. Dina McVeigh, that was my grandmother's maiden name. This is the book, it belongs to her husband, his namesake, Eamon McDermott.
There was quite a wee moment there, wasn't there, when you
Yes.
You opened this book up and you saw your grandmother's name?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I haven't seen this book in an awful long time. And and when we did have it before, you didn't appreciate the significance. We were a lot younger. But now just looking at this here, you know, when you see names, Boland's Fort, Franga Camp, 1916, Michael McCarthy, you know, it's just fascinating. It's just John Golding, Boland's Fort. How can a man die better than facing fearful odds for the honour of his fathers and the temples of his gods?
What's going through your mind when you're flicking through this?
The history of it. This is sort of, these are the people, as well as just reading the history books, these are the people who took part in the rising and were all subsequently jailed afterwards. And you just get the spread of them, they were ordinary men and being held in Frangach for their part in the thing, and then who knows what they ended up doing whenever on upon release.
Your grandfather, who was also called Eamon McDermott, he was one of the leaders of the Irish Volunteers in Derry.
Yes, he joined the Volunteers almost as soon as they were formed in Derry. He was big. Funny enough, his father was an RIC inspector, but he was very much involved in he was involved in the Gaelic League and then in the revival of the GAA and all the rest in the early part of the 20th century. And he obviously it was a natural progression for him to move to the Volunteers when they're formed. Now, I'm just going to bring this out. It's O'Donovan Ross's funeral in Dublin, 1915, and then you've got Patrick Pearse giving the oration of the fools. Now, this apparently, from what I can gather, this inner circle is reserved for members of the IRB. Like there you have Michael Collins outside. He wasn't in the IRB. He was
the Irish Republican Brotherhood.
Yeah. And there you have my grandfather. He's within spitting distance of Pearse, as they would say.
He's about three rows back,
yeah,
isn't he, from Pearse?
So we say this is the reserved for basically the inner circle. And I say even the likes of Michael Collins is standing outside it. I mean, that's just a fascinating historical piece as well. He was one of the Derry representatives down there. This man here was also, Cahill Fox was also a Derry man that was, I think he's stand beside him, but I'm not too sure. So he was involved from a very early stage with the Volunteers, and then obviously when the rising was planned, he was arrested in Derry on the Thursday following the rising started on the Monday, and he was arrested on the Thursday.
So he was arrested. He would have been, as one of the leaders, he would have been seen as sort of behind plans for a rising
in Derry. They were stood down. They got McNeill's counterman in order and they didn't know what was going on. So they stood down as following orders. But then by Wednesday or Thursday, the British decided that they'd got the situation in Dublin under control. They could start moving against the rest of the country. And they arrested seven or eight Derry men, and my grandfather was one of them. So he ended up as this book is proof of that in Frangach in Wales. Now there's a name. Eamon de Valera, 17th. This is 1918. So he must have had this somewhere else. Yeah, well, no, that's interesting.
It's a name everyone will recognise.
Yeah, it's a name you'll recognise, I say. But unfortunately, there's no context given as to where he was along with Eamon de Valera at on the 17th of January 19, that was just at the start of the War of Independence, wasn't it?
On Easter Monday, will you be thinking of him?
Well, obviously, when all the commemorations are going on, it will cross your mind that sort of that my grandfather was involved in it and he played his part in it. So
you're proud of him?
Of course, I'm very proud of him and very proud to bear his name, like that took his name. But that's on an unapologetic Republican. That's what he was, and that's what he died.